This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A proposal to revamp parts of the state's tax system will go before voters this November. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports Governor Jared Polis is set to sign off on the effort today.
The ballot measure, which is expected to be called Proposition HH, would ask voters to approve a complicated series of tax changes. Property tax rates would be lowered, saving some homeowners hundreds of dollars per year. Meanwhile, though, the state would shrink the potential Tabor refunds that go out to an even broader set of Coloradans. That money would help make up for some of the lost property tax revenue. Here's Senator Chris Hansen.
The choice for voters will be relatively straightforward. Long-term property tax relief. It's a 10-year package. They can rest assured that schools and local services are going to have the money that they need.
Conservatives have critiqued the measure as a way to quietly grow the state budget in the long term. The tax changes would expire in a decade. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Disputes over racism and transparency in the Douglas County School District led one board member to resign mid-meeting last night. Elizabeth Hansen says a group of conservative board members has irresponsibly put politics first.
Every decision that we make should be grounded in how are we making our district better for our students and for our employees. This board is sadly failing both.
The Douglas County School Board has drawn criticism from parents and 65 of its principals for gutting popular equity policies. Several members are also named in a lawsuit over the firing of a superintendent who resisted the changes. The district settled a retaliation claim tied to the dismissal last month. This is CPR News and KRCC. And today, more smoke along the Front Range from Canada. Otherwise, highs around the state will be in the upper 70s, low 80s.